Okay, we're on Gevach. We're on Daf Yud Beis Aleph at the towards the top of the page. It says where it says Tani Rabbi Yishmael. So we're talking about how Divrei Chacham are chavivim or more chamer in certain ways, even Divrei Torah, and that's the theme of this Aleph. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Torah Yesh Vahem Yisro Yesh Vahem Heter. When it comes to Torah, you have sometimes it's mutter, sometimes it's aser. Yesh from kulon, yesh from chamorim. There's kulos and there's chumras. Aval derech sofrim kulon chamorim. When it comes to derech sofrim, the rabbanon, everything's chamor. Everything's chamor. So chamor, it's very, meaning if you violate any of them, it says over here you can incur death at the hands of heaven. It says kol ever derech chacham chayiv misa, right? But it doesn't seem to give exceptions. Anyway, so.
Say, like, somebody transgresses a biblical commandment, so you get malchus, you get 39 lashes.
Right.
If you transgress a chachamim commandment, you get malchus martis. And they basically keep going.
That's right. That's right. In footnote 7, there's a Meshech Chochmah that talks about what the difference is. Ayin Shem, if you're interested in why this is like that. Okay. Pedalacha. Who came? I'll prove that this is so. The Sinan Taman says elsewhere in the Mishnah, Ha'imre ain't filling. It's talking about the parasha of Zokein Mamre. Okay? Zokein Mamre, you know, if you have a person who's a Gila Haran, he goes against the Psak of all the Sanhedrin, the Bezna Godel, then he's Chayef Misa in certain cases. So Ha'imre ain't filling. If the Zokein Mamre says there's no such thing as the mitzvah of filling in the Torah, Lavral Divrei Torah 12a2. Laval Divrei Torah, he wants to violate something which is a favor for passing the Torah, and then Pater, he's not going to be violating, he won't be Chayv Misa because that's not considered a psak at all. Okay, everybody knows that's ridiculous. That's a flat out pasuk. But if he says Chomesh Totafos, if he says instead of four sections in the Shorosh, there's five sections in the Shorosh, so that violates the Drabbanan because the Drabbanan learn out from the pasuk. Of Totafos, Tat Fei, the Gemara says, is two and two in different languages, and therefore we add it up to mean four. So if he says that, if he says that there are five parshiyos in the Tefillin, then he is Chayiv Misa. Chayiv. So that's like an example where contradicting something which was Midrabanan is more chomer than the Torah itself. Okay? It's not the greatest riot, the truth of the matter is, because as we're saying, the reason why, if you say you violate, if you say there's no such thing as tefillin in the Torah, the reason why he's not chayiv is because that's not called a hora. The only parsha of Zokein Mamre, if he's moira hora against the Sanhedrin, that's not considered a hora. That's ridiculous. So it's not the greatest proof, but it's the idea behind it is the same. Again, the reason for the Zokein Mamre is because Shalayava Machlokas Yisrael. This is there's a Ber HaGola here, the Ber HaSheni, and he brings this over here. And the Ber HaGola, as you know, was a defense against the words of the Rabbanim, wherever Chacham said things which were sounded a little strange, so people would maybe make fun of the Rabbanim. So the Maharal wrote a whole sefer to defend the rabbi. So in this particular little small piece, this is another one of his, he'll quote various Gemaras. And then the question he'll say on the Gemara doesn't seem to make sense, and then he'll defend what Chazal were saying. So this little paragraph, I'm just going to read it to you. He says, "How is it possible for someone to say such a thing that Sofrim is more chomer than Divrei Torah?" This is not a question at all. This is understandable by itself. That's why the Zokein Mamre is chayiv, not to have arguments. Because then, otherwise, everybody will be free for all. Everyone's going to go out and start talking, you know, saying his own opinion. That's only possible at the very sofrim level. The mitzvah is written explicit in the Torah. But the explanation of every mitzvah, that you have to go to the Rachamim, the Torah Shebaal Peh, to get the understanding of the mitzvah. Nemru perusha midirei sarf. Many mitzvahs, their explanation is brought. That's why we made a chiv misa. The yechas shalom bato pirasha Torah. If people would get away with this free for all behavior of arguing on the chachamim, it would destroy the whole Torah. Shem ein ha-perusha mukul biyan chachamim. If you won't have this set understanding from the chachamim, lo hayinu yodim mitzvah achas al mitasa. You wouldn't even know one mitzvah in the whole Torah properly. If you're going to argue on something which is explicit, it's not possible to have any machlokas. So in other words, bottom line is the Maral saying the reason why the Derei Sofer is more chomer than Derei Torah in this regard is because that's where it's possible to have machlokas. Where it's possible to have machlokas, obviously, we're going to have to come down hard on those who want to express their own opinions. So that's the morale in Baragola, Bear Shani. Yeah.
Whenever a rabbi and the Gemara argue on another rabbi?
Of course, all the time.
All the time.
All the time. That happens all the time.
So there's the Chayav Mesa, the one who's arguing?
No, it's only if it's the Bezna Gadol, first of all. It has to be a Bezna Gadol. It also has to be something which it's Shaykh to have Shaykh to be Chayv Chorus. Good vach. It has to be in the Sanhedrin where came up with a Psak, and they said that they all agreed that this is going to be the Psaks. And then he went ahead and he said, I don't agree with everybody. And he went out and he was Moira Hayra to the outside against the Sanhedrin. So that's where you're chayv. So obviously, machlokas happens all the time. Okay.
It's kind of like what earlier we were saying about a paraffin lying down to be knowing like the Shammai, and they came very hard on him because
he was going to get the Avant. That's correct. That's how this whole discussion got started. That's correct. Okay, Viter. Reb Hananya, we're holding on since somebody who just joined, we're on 12A2. Rav Chananya b'Rei Rav Ada b'Shem Rav Tanchum b'Rav Chiya, Chamurim d'Rei Zakenim d'Rei Neviim. D'Rei Zakenim are more chamur than the Neviim even. In other words, D'Rei Zakenim referring to the Chacham. The Tziv Al Tatifu Yatifu Lo Yatifu La Ela Lo Yasig Klimos. Now this is a pasuk which means the following. This is in Micha. So it's saying you preachers, referring to the Neviim, Hashem is telling the Neviim to stop giving Musar to the people, because the people are not interested in hearing your Musar anymore. That's what the pasuk means. Al tatifu yatifun. Don't give any more preaching, you preachers, meaning the Nevi'im. Lo yatifu la'ela lo yisad klimos. That these people are not going to be overtaken by shame. Uksiv atif l'cho l'yayin v'lashekar, which means, he quotes the rest of the pasuk. It says, in footnote 14, it says the whole pasuk says, "Lu ish holeth ruach v'sheker kizev atif l'chol l'yan v'lashefu heimatif olmazet," which means, if you would say, if you Nevi'im would preach to the nation to go and drink wine, right, and liquor, go out and drink. If you would tell them that message, then they will listen to that. That they'll listen to. So that's why Hashem is telling them stop giving them Musar. Okay. So basically, Hashem is telling Nevi'im, Ad Khan, the nation has fallen to a madrega where you can't give them Musar anymore. So stop the Nebuah. But when it comes to the Chachamim make Zeris all the time, and Hashem never told the Chachamim stop making Zeris. So this is an example. This is an example of how it's possible to have, of how the Chachamim are more chumer. In other words, they're more chumer than the Nevi'im. That's the idea. Chamurim divrei zekenim mi divrei Nevi'im. Next, Novi was what? Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what the pasuk in Micha 2:6. That's exactly what it says.
Then the Rabbanan always say, "Oh, they don't know what the answer is. Wait for the
Eliyahu." Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's not going to be all. That was at that time. I'm saying, at that time, at that point in history, Hashem told them to stop. Okay. Next, Now we're going to give a marshal. Navi v'zaken l'mahein domin. What is a Navi and a Zaken? So again, Zaken here is Zaken Mishra Kano Chacham. It's referring to the Chacham. So you have Naviim and you have the Chacham. So what is it similar to? Here's a nice little marshal here. L'melech sh'shaleach sh'nei pal matrin sh'lo l'medina. You have a king sending two officials to a country. Alech mehim kosav. He writes like, you know, you give a letter, a sealed letter with wax and the seal of the king. And inside the letter, it says, if this guy does not show you my symbol, my signatory, and my signet, my identifying mark, then don't believe him. He's got to prove that he's my emissary. Alech mehim kosav, the other one he wrote, the other one, he says, believe him, even if he doesn't show you any proof. He's so trustworthy. By the Novi, it says, in the Pasuk, we all know the Pasuk. I think this is in Re'e or whatever. I forget which Pasuk, Re'e or Shoftim or something. It says over
Re'e.
He's going to give you a sign, right? In other words, before you're going to believe a Navi, he has to prove himself, right? Baram Hacha, but when it comes to the Chachamim, whatever they pass in that, he doesn't have to give a sign. So you see, this is like, this is the marshal of how the Nevi'im are less than the Chachamim, okay? Now, this is a little bit of a problem. Footnote 19 raises this issue, of course. Because the sign by the Navi is only necessary initially, but after he gives the sign, subsequent Nevuos do not require a sign. It's only the first time to establish the Chazaka that he's a Navi requires a sign. But subsequent Nevuos don't require any signs. And so in that regard, how is it different than the Chachamim? The Chachamim knows somebody who just comes up and walks up and says, starts giving Sukkim, we're not going to listen to him. He has to establish first that he's, you know, he's a Talmid Chacham and he knows Kol HaTorah Kula and he's Roi LaHaRoah, whatever. So how is it really so different, the Chacham, than the Navi? So he brings from the Yifan Mara a teretz to this. Should we speak it out, the teretz? Okay, so Yifan Mara says like this. He says, you need two criteria to be a Navi. Number one, you have to have a sign. But number, that's actually, he puts that as number two. But number one, he says, he has to have a reputation as someone who is a chacham, a tzaddik, and he's roi to get nevuah. So it's not just, you know, just, if you just come over here and just give us a sign, okay, I predict the weather tomorrow, or whatever the sign is, then you're not just going to automatically listen to him. Apparently, he has to also have a chazaka to be roi for nevuah as well. A sage, however, is subject only to the first requirement, meaning as long as he has a recognition he's a chacham, that's enough. So it's two against one, and therefore that's the way he gets out of the problem. Okay. Hadein detema mishayatza baskel. This is true, meaning the halacha that we passed in like Beis Hillel, that's after the Bas Kol came out. Aval Ad Shalei, in other words, being when Reb Tarfon was over on, we said that he was Kedai HaYisa Lachav Al Atzma Chav Sharabatra Dibri Beis Hillel. You were over on Beis Hillel, and therefore you were really a little bit Chai of Mises in a certain sense. So the Gemara says that Chai of Misa to violate Beis Hillel's opinion was only after the Bas Kol came out and said the halachas like Beis Hillel. Before the basketball came out, if you want to be machmer and do like each one of them, so if you want to do we're going to go through a case of being machmer like both, how it doesn't make any sense. We'll just a second, but that's like a seal. You're going to do both kulas. Nikra Russia, you're Russia. Elo, ikukule ikuchumre didain, or ikukule ikuchumre didain. But the right approach would have been for a person to do if he so choose, meaning before the Basco came out and said the halakha is like Beis Hillel. So the Yerushalmi is kind of like you know, setting up the wrong things to do first, but let's just look at the right way to do it. The right way would have been to say, I'm going to follow one body of thought. Either I'm going to follow Beis Hillel and do the kulas and the kumas of Beis Hillel, or I'm going to follow Beis Shammai and do the kulas and the kumas of Beis Shammai. But you have to be, you know, consistent. You have to be consistent. But if you're going to do like the kumas of both, ksil b'chayshe chaylev, it says over here. Now the Mefarshim speak out over here an example. If you look on the side of your Gemara, on my Rav Fulda, he brings over here, let's do it inside because it's Kedai. It says, Hechida Chumas Sosu Sahadori. You see it? It's right after, on the right side of the page, it says, Kechumar Beis Shammai, Kechumar Beis Hillel, Azan Namar, Silbachosha Cholak. So he says, Mefarsh and Ervin, where the Chumas are sized to each other, Kagon. Here's the example. Shidra Vigogola Shalmais, if you have a spine, according to Beis Shammai, like we've mentioned this before, if you have a complete spine, then it's matame ba'ehel, right? Now, how much has to be missing from the spine for it not to be matame? So Beis Shammai says two vertebrae. If two of the vertebrae are missing, then it's no longer matame. What does Beis Hillel hold? Let's see. Well, let's keep reading inside. It's missing one vertebrae, it's still matame. If an animal, let's suppose an animal is missing a vertebrae, Beis Shammai says the same thing. If one vertebrae is missing, it does not have a halacha like a treifa. It has to be missing two vertebrae to be considered a treifa, according to Beis Shammai. It would be kosher if it was only missing one vertebrae. Right, have a time with Beis Shammai chumra gavi base chumra gavi treifas. So it's a chumra as far as mace is concerned, meaning it'll be matame even though you're missing one vertebrae. According to Beis Shammai, it's still tame. It's a kula for kashrus because even though you're missing one vertebrae, it's still kosher. Right now, Beis Hillel, it's the other way. Beis Hillel holds only one vertebrae is enough to consider it a treifa, and only one vertebrae missing is enough to say it's no longer matame b'ayel. So it's a chumrah for treifas and a kula for mace. Mando avikat treifas ke Beis Hillel. If someone were to go ahead and do like by treifas like Beis Hillel, meaning that I would paskin it's a treifa just missing one vertebrae, and by mace like Beis Shammai, meaning I'll say that it's still matama ba'il up until the point that it will be missing two vertebrae, so it'll come out. I'm doing like the chumrah of Beis Hillel and the chumrah of Beis Shammai. That is still machayshe chaylev. That's not considered. It's contradictory, so it doesn't make any sense. Okay, I once saw in I don't know if you've heard of this sefer. It's called Binyan Ariel from Trollme, Amsterdam. There's a famous darshan. So he has a whole pilpul about this. He says, why did Chazal pick this pasuk? Silba chayshul chaylech. So he says like this: the Gemara in Shabbos says that there's machlekes b'shama b'sil whether there's a din of shvisas kalim. So Beis Shammai holds from Trisa's Kalim. Your Kalim can't do Malach if you're on Shabbos either. So the Gemara says, then how can you have your lights going on Shabbos? The Gemara says that he's mafker his nefas. Before Shabbos, he makes everything hefker. And that way, it's not your Kalim, so you can sit. So you have the lights on. It's hefker. It's not your Kalim doing the Malach. And there's another Malach like this, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How much does it take to be mafker something? So some say, Beis Hillel says one is enough. And Beis Shammai says, no, you have to have three people to be mafker. So maybe it's the other way around. One second. I'm not sure of the numbers, but it comes out that if you do like the chumras of Beis Shammai and the chumras of Beis Hillel, if you're going to be mafker Erev Shabbos, so how are you going to be mafker? You're not going to say everything's hefker in front of three people. They're going to end up grabbing your stuff, so you would never be mafker it. So if you're going to go like the chumras of Beis Hillel, and you're going to be makhbet to be mafker in front of three people, you'll never be mafker. So he'll seal b'chayshe chaylev. He's going to be in the dark because he won't be mafker his stuff Erev Shabbos, and he'll be in the dark on Shabbos because he won't be mafker. That's a Shlomo Amsterdam's pilpul over there. Okay. Let's go on. So again, what we just said was that this din of Reb Tarfon, that he was chayv on something, that was only before the gospel came out. After the Baskol came, before the Baskol came out, it was possible to do like one or the other. Hadorah Teimah Shalei Yatz Baskol. Avol Mishu Yatz Baskol Lo Olam Halacha the Rebbe Hillel. Kol Hayra the Rebbe Hillel Chayv Misa. After the Baskol, we pass him like Beis Hillel. Yeah. There may be some exceptions. Yeah. Tani, there may be Tani. Yatsis Basko for Amra Elba Eladurakim Chayim. That was a long debate, it says here. I don't know exactly what the debate was. It says here there were three years. Footnote 21, it says there were 3 years. There was a debate raging between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel had the majority by numbers. Beis Shammai was, though, they were they were a little smarter, so they weren't able to reach a conclusion. Ultimately, there was a Baskel that came out and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Okay, so afterwards it says Baskel came out and also said Elu ve'elu d'rilu kim chayim. They're both correct. Now it says over here, footnote 27, it says in Medrash Shulchan Aruch on page 12a4, he quotes the Medrash Shulchan Aruch that when Hashem taught Moshe the Torah at Har Sinai, he gave him different approaches. He gave him, you know, ways to be matame, ways to be matahir, and so on and so forth. And he said he would leave the approach, he would leave these differing approaches up for the Chacham to decide. And so it's possible to have two conflicting opinions given to Moshe, and each one is considered Dirilakim Chayim. And anyway, so that's one of the approaches in Elu Ve'elu Dirilakim Chayim. It's a large subject beyond the scope of what we're covering today. There is, by the way, they say that the reason why we pass the link by Hillel is because of their humility. And Shoyu Makdimim Divrei Beis Shammai, the Divrei, whenever the Mishnah quotes the dissenting opinion of Beis Shammai, it's always quoted first. Whereas Beis Hillel quotes his opinion second, certain humility to that, and therefore we pass the link by Hillel. Anyway, Eichan Yotz's Baskel, where did the Baskel come out? So, I guess this is I don't know what the difference is where the Baskel came out. Wherever it came out, who cares? Who cares? But the Yushalmi asked this question. Rabbi Amar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yavna Yotz's Baskel. The Yavna is where the Baskel came out. So, now you know. I don't know what the difference is, but...
After the Churban, most of the Jews were in Yavne. That's why it came out in Yavne.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, does it make a difference? No, where it came out. Is there a message to that? I'm not sure exactly why this is significant. Maybe because it had to be, as you say, the Sanhedrin was niglati to Yavne. After this is by the footnote says this was after Churban by Sheni, and right. they were Golo to Yavne, and so apparently maybe the fact that the Baskel came out in Yavne is the reason it could be significant is because Sanhedrin was there, but if you couldn't just have a Baskel coming out, you know, in Baltimore, and for it to affect on Klal Yisrael, for a Baskel to have an impact, I'm not sure. I don't know. Is a Baskel a sound that everyone can hear? What do you think? I think so. Then you need to see the psychiatrist. Yes. Okay. Let's go on. B'shachar, halacha 5. B'shachar, mevorach shtayim ufneu v'achas lacharel. We're talking about the brachas of Kriyashma. So in the morning, you say two brachas before Kriyashma and one bracha afterwards. 12b, Yud Beis Omid Beis. And obviously in Myrav, you say two before and two afterwards. One is a long. Now this is a Shiloh Rishonim, how to learn this piece, and we're going to learn here, I guess, like Rashi, that Rashi says it's going on the two brachos that follow Kriyashma in Myrith. if you take a look at the Haredim, he says Ashtayim LaHareh, the Arvis guy, he's quoting Rashi's Shita, that the one is Arucha, meaning it's very difficult. Then Muno Kozos, that's considered sure. An Arucha.
Oh, sure.
What? Where do you see that?
Footnote
says that?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Which footnote?
The name of Haredim, the mind is two, but after the Hebrew version.
That's all right. Two of the blessings. One is lengthy, one is brief. The lengthy blessing is MS Vamuna. No, it says just the opposite. The lengthy one is MS Vamuna. The short one is Hashki Venu. But it's very difficult to understand that because they're both basically long. Neither one is a short one. You know, normally we associate short, like a Berachas HaMitzvah, Berachas HaNenin, those are short. But a lengthy paragraph, this is a big problem on Rashi. What's Rashi talking about? Why would this be one's long and one's short? It doesn't make sense. So comparatively, it's shorter. It's hard. It's a very difficult shot. I mean, Tysus disagrees with Rashi. Tysus learns that this is going on just the bracha of Emes Ramuna, which sometimes they could shorten. And they could just say, like, they could shorten that bracha to be very, they're sometimes, meaning Achas Arucha V'Achas Kesar means sometimes the bracha would be short, sometimes it would be long. That's a little easier to read. Okay, that's a separate. If they told you to make it a short bracha, you can't make it a long, you can't make it a bit short, you can't, if it's short, you can't. If it's long, you can't make it short, if it's short, you can't make it long. Lachzom, if they said you should be chosen with a bracha. So for instance, Yotzer HaMa'oros, right? So it starts with Yotzer HaMa'oros, Choshech, and it ends with a bracha, bracha Hashem, Yotzer HaMa'oros. So if it ends with a bracha, and Yotzer HaMa'oros, you can't end, just leave the bracha open-ended. Shalom lachzom, if they made a takana not to say a chasimo, such as by Berachas HaMitzvos, for instance, and Rashi lachzom, you can't add on an ending. This is exactly what Ezra, Rambam says, this is Ezra based Dinoi, we're masaking these brachos in this fashion, and this is the way in which they set up the brachos. So This is exactly at the time of the very get-go of the establishment of the mitzvahs, of the brachas. Okay, Rav Simon b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, al shem b'higisa bo yom v'layla. So, the Haredim says the following, Kloimar, the Yerushalmi here is, as often is the case, is very cryptic. It doesn't give any introductory remarks of what it's talking about. So we got to go to the Mepharshim until you understand what the context is. Kloimar. This is what the Yerushalmi is coming to explain. We're trying to explain why are there brachas before and after Kriya Shema. This is to tell us how important, how chashuv, how we want to translate chashuva, the reading of the Kriya Shema at night is comparison to the day. This has come to exclude, there's a shita that holds that the night is only for sleeping. It doesn't, at this point, it's not giving us the reason for the number. It's just giving us an explanation as to why there were brachos, both in Kriya Shema Shoshachas and Aris. And now we'll read the Yerushalmi. Al Shem, the Higisa bo yom v'layla, sheteh agoyas hayom ha'layla shab. But we want the Higoyo of both morning and night to be the same. So the, again, the Haredim says, "Hainosh Kriya Shema the Amar B'Bavli, Rabbi Yechon Mishem Mishem Miyuchay Afilu Lakor Adam Al Kriya Shema Shachas Ravas Kaim L'Moshe Yisumayim V'Vaylo." And we know the Gemara says that if a person only did the only part of Torah that he did a whole day was all he did was he read Kriya Shema morning and night. So your Yotzei your Mitzvah Asay Daraisa of Talmud Torah. L'Fisha He Kriya Chaviva. Because this is such a chaviva a reading, in other words, this is the kiyum of Talmud Torah, like kinu lo brachas lefanel v'acharel k'mo shetikmo kriya sefer Torah. Just like when you lay in the parsha in the tzibur, you make a bracha before and after. So too, you make brachas before and after kriya. The Haredim brings over here a Truvas HaRashba. Let's take a look at the Rashba. This is the Truvas HaRashba. Perish of Reb Simon. Now we're about to read this. Let me just read one more line in the Yerushalmi. Let's see. So the first shita was Reb Simon. He said Hagisabo Yom Valaila. The next shita is Reb Yosi Bar Oven, B'shem Reb Yeshua Levi. Hashem Sheva Bayom Hilal Tichal Mishpatei Tzitkecha. That has to be seven brachas total. In other words, there's four in the morning, and there's three in the morning and four at night. We'll exclude Baruch Hashem Olam Amen Amen. And so that makes seven altogether. So now the Rashba says like this. Back to the Rashba. The Zela Shreinu Perish. Reb Simon Savar Kibnei Marava. Reb Simon holds like the Bnei Marava. They didn't say a full parsha of tzitzis at night. All they did was say this abbreviated version, like it says in the Gemara. They skipped over tzitzis because, after all, the mitzvah of tzitzis is not a night. In the morning, they read all three. So therefore, if you add up the three in the morning, the three parshias, and the three brachos that you made, two before and one after in the morning, that's a total of six. Now, be'erev, she'en kanel ashtei parshias. Now, in the evening, where you only have really two parshias because they skip over the third parsha, not saying the parsha of tzitzis, okay? So, hosifu, they had to make it even. In order for it to be six in the morning and six in the evening, to balance it, so you had two brachos before and two brachos after, two parshias in the middle, making six in the evening. So now we have six in the morning, six in the evening. This is the Rashba speaking over here, right? Hosifu bracha revias kdei lahashvos hagias laila liyom sheyu gam b'laila sheish. So that's why that's how he's learning the pshat in Reb Simon in the first shita of the Gemara, and the next shita of Reb Yosi he holds like the Anshei Bovel, who said that they did repeat parsha tzitzis at night. Right, so therefore, why did they add another bracha? So that's why he comes out with a different reason of the pasuk of Al Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha to make it seven. Anyway, so there you have the Rashba giving you a yesodistic idea as to how he learned this Yerushalmi. Again, further evidence that Rishonim learned the Yerushalmi with quite a bit of depth. Okay, next. By the way, Rashi in Bavli, as soon as this Mishnah begins, Rashi writes, Hashem Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. Rashi writes that pasuk, doesn't say where he got it from, but it's fair Shushami, right? Rab Nachum Shem Rab Mani, Kol Makayim Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha, Kol Makayim Gisbal Yom Valaila. Once you do the seven brachos, you Makayim both. Now, in the Makaran, we're going a little bit over here, 7:33, doesn't matter, we've got to finish this page for sure. Why do we read the two parshas every day? Which is a little bit of a strange question. And they might Kairin. Let's see, who says the pshat here? The Rash Sirlo at the very bottom of the page, he says the following. In other words, the question of why do you read these parshas every day? What kind of question is that? Some say they're rising to read these parshas every day, right? So Rash Sirlo writes, the aim fee of Minha Torah, Ladas Hayosar Machmar or Perakishan. Even the most chomadig shita, Rashi Sirlo says, is going to hold that the din d'oraisa is only the first parsha. So why are we reading all three parshas? In other words, d'oraisa, he's learning the parsha. This is his chat. L'maisa, the Rambam doesn't agree with that. The Rambam holds all three parshas on d'oraisa. But well, that aside, let's assume that he has this right that most people hold, but Rabbi Shenem hold that the most that you have to read is the first parsha. There's different shitas, right? Shema could be all you need. Maybe the first two psukim, maybe the first parsha, whatever the pshat is. So why are you reading all three parshas? That's the question of the Gemara. I lost the place. Rab Levi, Rab Simon, Omar. There's two different opinions. It says shkiva v'kima in both parshas, so therefore it's proper to read both. Rab Levi, Omar, Neisha Asaras HaDibros Kulim Behem. The Asaras HaDibros are hinted in the Asaras in the Kriya Shema. And now we're going to go through, this is a very famous Yerushalmi, goes through all the psukim of Parshas Kriya Shema and shows where each Dibra of the Aseret HaDibros is hinted at in Kriya Shema. Right? That's Achdos Hashem. Hashem Echad, again, says, right, Hashem Echad. Lo yisisto Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'ashov, not to take Hashem's name in vain, do hafta as Hashem Elokecha. Pasuk says to love Hashem. Man derachem malcha, someone who loves the king, right? How does he translate this? Man derachem, one who loves the king, right? Lo l'shtava b'shmei v'shtaker, he won't swear falsely in his name. If you love Hashem, you're not going to swear in his name falsely. Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, remember the Shabbos. So it says Laman Tizkur, remember. It says to remember. Rabbi Omer, it's a Shabbos. It's when it says to remember. It says Laman Tizkur is Kol Mitzvos Hashem, all the mitzvos. And Rabbi says this is referring to Shabbos, which is Shkula connected Kol Mitzvos Shul Torah. How do I know it's Shkula? Because as Shabbos Kadsho Kadat Lohem Mitzvos Shulchim Torah TV. So you see that Shabbos is compared to what the pasuk in Nehemiah, it's apparently that the whole Shabbos is compared to the whole Torah. Page Yud Gimel, the Hodiacha Shehi Shukula Kenegim Esvosei Hashol Torah. Then Kavanei Sabit Vasimecha. What does it say there? Laman Yirbi Yemechem Yevenechem. So the schar for Kibbutz Avim, as we all know, is to have Arichus Yom. So it says Laman Yirbi Yemechem Yevenechem. So that's how there's a hint to Kavanei Sabit. Lo Sirtzoch. Don't kill. It says you're going to be annihilated. Man de kotel miskatel, someone who murders himself is eventually going to be murdered, as mida connected mida. So therefore, there's an allusion to retzif. Lo sinof, that's an easy one. Lo sasur acharei levavchem acharei nechem. So it says Amar Blevi liba ve'eno train sasuri dechem, that the eyes and the heart are two intermediaries of sin. That's, I bet it's a Mishlei. Is it Mishlei? Yes, it's a pasuk of Mishlei. My heart, my child, give me your heart and let your eyes guard my way. So my kodesh baruch hu, if you're going to give me your heart and eyes, I know yada dadli, and I'll know that you're mine. In other words, there's a certain commitment you have to have to kodesh baruch hu, and then he'll know that you're his. Lo signov, don't steal. You collect, gathering your grain. You're not going to be great gathering in your friend's grain. That's a hint to lo signo. Lo san reicha eat shoker. Ani Hashem lo kechem. Uksiv Hashem lo kimemes. That Hashem is truth. And you're not going to go and swear or whatever. Not to testify. And say things which are falsely, because that's the opposite of emes. My emes. What does Emes mean? Amar b'oven shuhu elokim chayim u'melech olam. He's the eternal king. So Amar leb levi, Amar kodesh baruch hu, hi'anat lo chavirecha yedeshecha, ma'alei na'alecha ki hi'anat olay shlo baratzi shemayim va'aretz. If you're going to say false testimony, then it's like you said on me that I didn't create the world. So l'sakma beis reyacha. Finally, the last mitzvah. L'sakma beis reyacha. Chsat al mezuzah beisecha. You should write the mezuzah on your house. Beisecha, your house. Low base kavei recha, not the house of your friend. So again, you shouldn't be coveting your friend's house. So that's where we're going to stop here, and that is the idea of why we read Kriya Shema every day, because again there was a havamina that we would read Kriya Shema Tak every day, that we read the Asar Sadduk every day, which we're going to talk about on the next page. Adkan, thank you very much.